face-saving move could avert crisis in Syria. A Kenya teachers program will help shape the next gen, and changes in Ghana's child welfare laws could threaten a ministry there. There's a part for you to play in each story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What started out as a rhetorical argument morphed into a way to save face. Syria and Russia back a proposal to hand over chemical weapons in order to avoid an American-led military strike. While the crisis may be averted, it also spurred refugees pouring over the borders. Christian Aid Mission is your link to indigenous missions. Middle East Director Steven Valkenburg says they're focusing on what they do best.
They need to have somebody come alongside and to not only give them food, but also to sit with them and hear their story, to hear about their families, members have been lost, and to pray with them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Van Valkenburg says because ministry partners are investing in relationship, there's openness.
We're seeing a lot of spiritual fruit occurring as Christians are following Christ. They are sowing seeds now, sometimes with their lives, but God's going to use this.
Next, as international pressure continues on Syria, news from Christians inside and outside the country is bad. One ministry leader reports every day the Syrian Free Army shoots Christians and bombs their area. Now they report Christians are being hung on crosses. Another Syrian believer reports if America gets involved, the West will be blamed and Christians will become the ultimate scapegoat. Israel will also be dragged into it. Believers in Syria are asking and pleading for your prayers. This is Mission Network News. Caring for refugees is a high priority for Bethany Christian Services. Known for adoption and foster care, Bethany is providing care through their Unaccompanied Alien Children program. President of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, says the United States allows orphaned refugee children into the country.
We use volunteer foster families, mentors, churches, other people who help with getting the children, the young people, transition into life here in the United States.
Blackwire says 90% of the young people go to college and get jobs. He says the bottom line is it takes a village.
We want that to be a Christian village. We want them involved in church, and many of them do want to pursue a career in ministry.
Blackwire says they need foster families, mentors, and supporters. If you'd like to help, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian Schools just launched its education care program in Kenya. In a country that's already heavily evangelized, how does that work? Dale Dielman explains.
They're qualified to teach in the schools, but have not had the integration of faith and teaching together in their training courses, such as you would have from a Cornerstone University or another Christian college that would have an education program.
The first two parts were launched last week, and there are four more to go. Lessons are taught, then field tested before another module is introduced. That way, any new challenges can be addressed. Speaking of which,
we need Bibles for teachers. It's amazing that so many teachers in Christian schools do not have Bibles of their own from which they can gain this development and nurture their own faith. So that's another particular way, besides prayer support.
And changes in Ghana's child welfare program are threatening to close Every Child Ministries children's home there. The UN's Care Reform Initiative essentially encourages the closure of orphanages and children's homes in favor of foster care. Unfortunately, there aren't enough families in Ghana. Every Child believes their Haven of Hope school could save the home. By becoming a boarding school, they can continue providing child care and sharing the gospel with kids in need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, which takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.